This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, March 23rd. God's word for you today is Hilltop. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus chapter 17, verse 10 to 11. And it says, at the same time, Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. Any time Moses held his hands in the air, the men of Israel would start winning the fight. But when Moses put his hands down, the men of Israel began to lose the fight. Beginning today, we will delve into three things from the story in Exodus chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. Please read. Number 1. Advantage is secured at the spiritual mountain. We cannot overemphasize this. The changes you want to see in the physical, some people will bring the battle to you in the physical. My advice is, do not touch it in the physical. Just look at it and walk away. Climb the mountain. They will all be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus, because the advantage is secured in the spiritual. You cannot win in the physical what should be won in the spiritual. Life is first and foremost spiritual. Unfortunately, the abuse of this is that there are now a lot of prayer contractors. They say, give us your prayer points and we will go to the mountain for you. You also need to provide beverages for the assignment. Are they going to the mountain for a picnic? Do not get me wrong. I am all for community, and I believe that two are indeed better than one. I am all for Christians linking hands together, praying one for another. But prayer cannot be contracted out. I do not have anything against prayer mountains. I have been to one and it was an amazing experience for me. Prayer mountains are fine if God leads you to go to a physical mountain. But the key thing is, the advantage is secured at the spiritual mountain. Exodus chapter 17 verse 10 to 11 says, meanwhile, Moses, Aaron, and Hur climbed to the top of a nearby hill. As long as Moses held up the staff in his hand, the Israelites had the advantage. But whenever he dropped his hand, the Amalekites gained the advantage. The heavenlies answer to the highest bidder. These were the children of God, the children of the covenant, and they had God on their side. But Moses still had to hold up his hand, and as long as Moses held up his hands, they had the advantage. However, when Moses dropped his hands, the Amalekites had the advantage. So, what was happening is that the physical was directly dictated by what was happening in the spiritual, which was controlled by what was happening on the mountaintop. The physical is controlled by the spiritual, but the spiritual is controlled by the mountaintop. Mark Batterson says, I feel like prayer is the difference between the best you can do and the best God can do. When you go to the mountaintop, you are bridging the gap between the best you can do and the best God can do. Note that I am using the term going to the mountaintop figuratively. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the strength and the grace to climb to the mountaintop and sustain my stance in the spiritual so that I will always have the advantage. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.